Well, good morning and welcome to North Andover Middle School in North Andover, Massachusetts. We're listening to the Brunswick Junior High School Wind Ensemble under the direction of Heidi Anderson. We're here at the Great East Music Festival. My name is Robert Chadwick and I will be adjudicating your group today. I see that you're performing the Thunderbolt Gallop, As Tears Fall and Dawn's New Light, and Counterbalance. We're looking forward to hearing your performance and we'll be up to talk to you after you're done. Good luck today. Thank you. I liked seeing the bassoon on the outside in the front where you can hear her. That's a good way to do it. Sometimes you get the bassoons buried in the back and we can't hear them very well, if at all. And I'm a bassoonist, so I like that when we can hear people. Okay, I think we're about to listen to Thunderbolt Gallop by Frank Huffer. Changes, maybe either have one snare drum or lighter snare drums. But the dynamics are good, the technique is very nice, people are playing really well. I like the attention to dynamics, it really comes through out here. Well done. Moving there. Light up the timing a bit. I really am enjoying watching percussionists who are watching you, and it makes a big difference. They're right on top of things, they're aware of what's going on, and they're really making a nice contribution to the overall tone. There are a few spots where the moving parts get covered by long notes. You don't have a large low brass section that I can see, so some accommodations need to be made. Maybe they have to get their bells up a little more. Perhaps the rest of the ensemble has to come down a bit so that we can hear that better. But good job. Nice technique. Challenging piece for this group. For this age group, I should say. Okay, As Tears Fall on Dawn's New Light by Richard Sacedo. To hear a little more low clarinet because of the nature of things. Yeah, bassoon. Even more exaggeration maybe on that crescendo, decrescendo. That's it. Come on. It adds intensity to the music. Yeah, watch that entrance at 9. You have to all be on the same page watching for the downbeat. Thank you. that mallet percussion, I'm not sure I'm getting it out here, if it's even happening, but there's a lot of the effect of that, the metal sounding bells would be really effective at that section at 31. Staggering flutes. Yeah, that's difficult. It's important for each of the individuals to be able to hear that note in their heads before it comes out of your horns, and it locked in pretty well. Sometimes it just takes a while to get there. That's hard to do. This is a hard piece of music. And it's very, very nice performance. And I'm happy with the maturity of this group. They seem very focused beyond their years. Okay, moving on to Counterbalance by Todd Stalter. Bring that out. some of our time issues are surprisingly, well, maybe not surprisingly, they come with moving half notes, moving long notes, and moving to the next downbeat. I think we have to have a little better eye contact and a little more patience with long notes so we don't come in too soon. Timpani is close to in tune, but it's not in tune, and it detracts a little bit because the timpani is doubling a lot of those low brass sounds. So maybe take a little extra time between selections just to make sure the timpani is locked in. Not sure if there's any. Yeah, get your head up, Tim. This time it's got to be just a little laid, but more laid back and locked in, because you've got this come. Yeah, beautiful ending. I like that. You've got this locked in eighth note composite rhythm starting at 99. There's pretty much eighth notes on every beat, and we're not quite waiting on the end of two and on four at 107, and it happened a little earlier too. Band sounds great. The band is very well rehearsed, and they are very mature, which is really nice to see in a middle school band. And good luck with your future performances, and have a great day at the park today. Pleasure hearing you.